This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. It's about Thanksgiving. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens, dated October 3, 1863. Federal holidays were different back when Lincoln was president, so it was unique in our history that he, as president, could or would set aside a day for the nation to engage in what were traditionally religious activities, thanksgiving and praise. Most religious holidays worldwide are not created by rulers, kings, or presidents. But we may not think twice about Lincoln creating Thanksgiving for a nation. There were only two federal holidays when Lincoln named the last Thursday in November as a day of national thanksgiving. There was the 4th of July, the national birthday, kind of, and George Washington's birthday, the father of the country, sort of. Christmas wasn't a national day. Puritan pilgrims hated it. Lincoln held a cabin meeting on Christmas Day once. Christmas, as Charles Dickens created it with a hot mulled wine and port called a smoking bishop, was still making its way into our culture. How could Lincoln get away with this blend of religious activity and national custom? He got away with it because of our unique way of life. On the one hand, constitutionally, we separate church and state, but we completely mix religion and politics. We limit the role of government in our lives, and yet we accept all sorts of governmental intrusions into our lives, even a presidential holiday. This mix of sacred and secular is what makes the spiritual life of Lincoln real and relevant. Lincoln, almost like a high priest, asks his fellow citizens to set aside a day for the traditional religious activities of giving thanks and offering praise. During the Civil War, both he and his opposite, Jefferson Davis, in the South, had instituted national days of either fasting for sins and atonement, or thanksgiving for celebrating victories. A woman editor of a famous woman's magazine of the day had been trying for years to get an American president to institute a national day of thanksgiving. So Lincoln seized on this idea as a way to begin to bring the nation back together as the war was coming to an end. But he never mentions pilgrims and Indians, he never mentions Christ or the churches, and he never mentions turkeys. In fact, he only asks people to adopt a meditative, grateful, praise state of mind, no matter where they are. Lincoln invites us to acknowledge that we have not created all of this country ourselves, and also asks us to acknowledge what he calls our perversity, the ways we have not lived up to the blessings we have received. Lincoln, as an American, was easily able to take on a religious role in political settings. He'd always been mixing them together. As a boy, he would go to church with his parents. He was the sextant and the candle keeper. His father handmade the pulpit. After church, Lincoln would stand on a tree stump and comically imitate the preacher and his sermon to the glee of his friends. He liked preachers that, he said, looked like they were fighting bees. As a young lawyer, he gave speeches against drinking that asked people to forgive drinkers and not accuse them of being sinners, but to acknowledge that there, but for the grace of God, go I. He gave another speech in which he made George Washington into an almost Christ-like figure whose grave was sacred land and whose name must be absolutely honored and whose constitution was as sacred as the church. The roles he played in life and in our life can only be fully understood when we also see the religious dynamic of who he was and what he did, such as creating a national holiday for all of us. America was, to him, as a famous German philosopher once said, an American's country is in his understanding. He carries it with him wherever he goes. His home is wherever he finds minds congenial to his own. That is why the idea of America is so important to Lincoln, because it is in our minds and in the congenial thoughts we share with others that we find our home and our homeland. It is in that spirit, that idea, that we too can be lighted down in honor and in thanksgiving, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.